It's not how old he is. It's how classy he is.
8:12 on the Boudica the Morning Show on Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. And it's time to find out what's on your mind. In the house, Dr. Mitzi Kalin, psychologist from Thrive Psychology in St. Joe. So, Doc, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
This morning, we're going to
talk... And Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year. We're going to talk about anxiety today. So, okay. You know, that's exciting. So we just finished a series called Healthy Holidays, and we talked last week to end that series on goals. I hope everybody has at least one good day toward their goal. But I want to talk about something a little more serious today, and that's children and anxiety.
All right. So I'm guessing that you have the special guest along for the ride this morning to help along with that discussion.
I do. I have somebody that is going to help me. He's going to share some of his thoughts. So I've asked Harry to tell us a little bit about his thoughts and experience with anxiety, and he's agreed to give us his perspective. And actually, it was his idea, and I'm really excited to have him here today.
That's cool. Welcome, Harry.
Harry, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Hello. Hello. My name is Harry, and I'm a fifth grader. I like to play video games, I play piano, and I like to make videos for YouTube.
Very nice. Thanks, Harry. Sounds like you're a pretty busy young man.
Yeah.
So before I ask you to share with us, I want to explain to our audience a little bit about anxiety in general. And specifically, anxiety as it affects young children. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So sometimes we all experience anxiety in our lives, and it's actually a normal reaction to stress and can be beneficial in some situations. It's defined as a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. So when we have a big event coming up, like giving a speech or taking a test, interviewing for a job, our bodies put us on high alert and ready for whatever's going to come. So it's really a protective reaction that helps us prepare for those big events. But sometimes our bodies can make too much fear, and we can compare it to when our bodies, for instance, don't make enough insulin, or our ability to focus or regulate our temperature is dysregulated. People can experience anxiety during times that are not really stressful. Or they might be stressful, but it doesn't match. And they have no control over how their bodies are reacting to events that should not produce such responses. And these people may be suffering from an anxiety disorder. And that's a whole different level of anxiety that can have serious effects on us and our functioning. So there are several characteristics that can be evaluated to determine if someone is suffering from an anxiety disorder. And a physician or a therapist can help us kind of determine if it's an anxiety disorder or if it's just sort of regular stress response.
Okay. So can you tell us some of the things that we need to look out for?
Absolutely. The most common characteristic of anxiety disorders is excessive worry. So if you or your child suffers from anxiety, you may experience your thoughts as being on a hamster wheel. And you may feel you have no control over stopping or changing them. So I'm going to ask Harry to tell us some common anxiety thoughts in children.
Okay. So you may feel that someone is after you or watching you, especially when you're alone and especially in the dark, especially if you're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
We can feel like we forgot homework even if we didn't and really freak out about it. We can worry about, like, sickness and getting sick and disease and stuff, and worry a lot about small aches or pains. Kids can worry about safety. Like, we can get really uncomfortable and worry when we have no idea where our parents are, because then they can't make us our mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is very important.
You're darn right it is.
So if you suffer from an anxiety disorder, it's common to have trouble sleeping. You can have a hard time falling asleep, or you can have a hard time staying asleep. You can wake up really early, or on the other side, you can sleep too much. If you or your kid is sleeping more than they used to, or taking multiple naps throughout the day, that is one sign that there might be something going on. And another thing that kids can experience, if they can't, you know, really verbalize other things, is we hear them talk about headaches, feeling nauseous, a feeling of tension all the time. Sometimes that can come out through behavior, depending on the age of the child. So let's see, Harry. I'm going to have you talk a little bit about the anxiety that you've experienced. Can you tell us what it feels like and maybe a time where you where it really affected you?
Yes. Okay. So one not so stormy night. Me and my brother were hungry, so we went downstairs.
Wait,
we
this said, was after bedtime, correct?
Yes.
Okay, carry
after,
on.
Even
okay.
though we shouldn't have one. Okay. Downstairs. We said, hey, Mom, can we get some food? But no response. We walked over to the couch where they sit and watch TV, but they weren't there. By the way, I was like 7. This could happen to all kids. My brother and I started to freak out and ran around the house screaming, Mom! Dad! But still no response. We thought they left us alone. But eventually we found them just talking outside on the deck. So that's cool.
So this is... this
a
is
happy ending.
It's a happy ending. We were, yeah, just there. But it's pretty common. It isn't fun, though. So... this is a great example of one of those times that the stress response kicked in too high. And what you see when that happens is all logic, even for children, flies right out the window. You know, so parents maybe leaving the house without telling their kids may have never happened before, but that's where the emotions lead us and that sure. protective response comes in. So, Harry, I'm going to ask you to tell us a little bit about what helps when you have anxiety. Can you tell some of those things?
Sure, I guess. Some things that have helped me is turning on the TV before I go to sleep. The story can distract me from my thoughts that keep me up, and the light could work as a nightlight. It's perfect! You can also get medicine that can help you settle your thoughts. Counseling can make you feel like someone else is there. It can teach you how to replace unhelpful thoughts with good thoughts.
Thank you, Harry. I really appreciate you getting up early on your break to come in and talk to us.
I know. I was just going to watch YouTube all morning, but, you know, whatevs.
I know. This is a big deal. So before we're finished, I just want to add that anxiety is a normal part of childhood. So I don't want everyone to worry too much here, but every child goes through phases. And a phase is temporary and harmless. But children who suffer from an anxiety disorder can experience fear, nervousness, shyness, and what you'll see is a change in their functioning. They'll start to avoid places and activities. And that's when, as a parent, you might want to have your child see a doctor first to rule out anything physical and then perhaps a therapist who might help you with some coping tools.
Yeah, great, great advice. So how can folks get a hold of you, Doc?
Well, they can go on our website, although I heard yesterday that our website is down.
So oh, no.
We're going to fix that hopefully today. So best way today is our phone number, which is 408-8474. We actually have a new therapist who has previously been doing life coaching. She's going to be doing some therapy, and she's worked in schools. So she's really going to help us accommodate the kids with anxiety or ADD or any other of those struggles with managing it at school.
All right. So, Harry, what are you going to do with the rest of your day off here today? Something fun, I hope.
Yes. I'm probably going to read War and Peace and then write a comparative analysis for fun. Just kidding. Probably plan to act with my friends, my cousin. Hey, just the truth.
All right. Very good. Next week, life coaching. What it is and when it's appropriate to see a life coach. And that's what's on your mind for this week with Dr. Mitzi Kalin from Thrive Psychology Group. Number once again, in case folks want to give you a call.
408-8474.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Harry. Have a good day.
You too.